it's not just one building. There are a series of buildings, number 6 right up to number 9. And I suppose the most critical one at the moment is number 7 and 8. And they are definitely before our eyes every day. You can see more subsidence in the building. Last week, the straps that they had holding it, they pulled away because the crack got so big. And the windows have shattered in it now. And it looks like as if somebody broke the windows, but that's not what happened. It's actually the building crumbling down. So the danger is, of course, that if it does come down, a huge number of buildings, they'll all come down together, and the danger for anybody that would be on the street or for motorists. And that stops people, you know, coming into the street and trading in the street. Like, our trade is down by over 70% since they put up the boulders. And it's just not acceptable. It is so sad to think that, you know, it's like that since 2008, and over, you know, a period of what, nearly 20 years, nothing has been done about it. And the street has just been left to crumble. One of the finest streets in Sligo. And that is just, while, as you say, you know, we were talking about it last February, but that's all we're still doing is talking about it. It doesn't appear, from looking at it, from observing it, that the council or anybody has done anything about getting it resolved.